I work with countless people that it's almost like I don't even know if they've even heard, hardly much more than heard the name Jesus, just with the way they carry on. You believe he's in the midst of that? You believe that he can touch each individual one wherever you're at in the house? I wasn't there that night that you said, Brother Artie, come over there, and he felt like praying. I wasn't there that night that the devil maybe had you bound up. Maybe he had you bound up. You need to get that stirred up. You don't want that to come back. You don't want that negative, that devil, that Satan get a hold of you to the point to where you lose focus of everything. Maybe you got some things to do. I had some things to do tonight. But what if, as maybe Chris asked the question, are we looking for the Lord to come tonight, really? You don't have to answer it. Please just answer in your mind. You probably got your plans of what you're going to do tonight. I want to eat before I go to bed. I want to blah, blah, blah. I want to be in bed by 11:30. I've got to drive home. I've got to get gas. I've got to make sure the youngins have got some food. We've got to make down. Did the Lord tell you you're going to survive through the night? We're casually sitting around. Whoo, boy, da, 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 da. We're casually sitting around. Lord, it's another service. It's another service. I used to, in high school, I was in FFA club. Every Thursday, we went to the stockyards, a field trip. Man, it was awesome. I was in high school, went on a field trip every week to the stockyards. It was fun. And maybe them older gentlemen that didn't have nothing, they'd lived their life, worked no doubt hard all their life. They maybe sit out there with a piece of cedar and a pocket knife, whittling. Nothing to do. Nothing to do. Made an awesome pile. Then if you made a real, if you was good at it, you could make some real curly, 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 curly shavings. We're casually sitting around with our pocket knives, if you want to say. I mean, that was a good sounding song. I enjoyed that song. It's more than that. I didn't really even feel like getting up. I told Ben I would just be offering up, and I know there's a difference in offering up and really feel. I didn't really feel it, but now you've done got me up here. We need to get stirred up. We need to get stirred up. Me going to first shift, if I lose out with Jesus Christ and my soul goes to a lake of fire, me getting to go in at work at a different time would not be. I told him I want to go back. I'm waiting for him to give me my date. I'll just go back. What's more important? What's more important tonight for you? My dad was sick from when I was a little small child, maybe till he died, he was sick. But you know what? When I'd come home from work, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning getting off of work, I'd open that door. We had upstairs. He could look down them steps and he'd look over and see who's doing. He was sitting up there, couldn't sleep, reading his Bible. He wasn't up there seeing what's going on. He wasn't up there whatever. He's sitting up there studying his Bible. He's sitting up there seeing what the Lord could do to bless his heart just a little bit more, because I believe he done seen the spot that he was leaving this old world. He done seen the spot that at some point, Donnie, at some point we're leaving this place. We're not staying. Man, somebody's needing this tonight, and I hope you're soaking it up. We're leaving this place, Shannon. I know we're decently young fellas. We're leaving this place. Keith, you're a lot younger than me. We're leaving this place, man. Song gets sang. Man, they done good. Brian done good on that song. Happy Lord. If you would say, whittling, whichever way they want to cut, you can cut it both ways. Whittling. Their knife gets a little dull. They'll pull out a wet stone, sharpen it up a little bit. I didn't have my mind on that, but if we ain't careful, don't get me wrong, them men probably wouldn't do a thing in this world to hurt you, to intimidate you, to put you down. Some of the nicest people probably farmed all their life, and they were sitting at the stockyards casually whittling. Has the Lord done anything for you tonight? When I think of all the wasted years that I wasted when I was a lot younger than what I am right now, when I was probably no doubt a lot stronger than what I am right now, that I could have ran, that I could have made an impression on somebody else's life. You don't think somebody's watching you? Somebody's watching you. When you have a bad day and somebody pulls in front of you and you have a bad day, somebody's watching you. Somebody's casually watching that. That ought to be a time that we're on that whittling stick, when we're calm and collected, when we're out there in the world, when we're out there. I appreciate the Lord tonight. What do we want to wait on? You know what the devil will use when we walk around through, when we come to church, and this chair is full and that's full, everything's full, and we're squeezing around through here like this. At that point, the devil's telling you, man, you're up in front of everybody. You're trying to do it in front of everybody. You're going to hop in front of somebody. Somebody else had a song to sing. Somebody else wanted to pray for so-and-so. The devil used that on you. Now tonight, he might be using it on you that's too cold in here. It's showing 77. At my house, unless the electrics went off, it was set at 69. So to me, it's warm in here. It's warm. I ain't perspiring because I keep on going around the fan. But it's warm. But that's okay. That's okay. My point is, if we're casually worrying about that, what's the temperature? You reckon what kind of temperature is down there in that lake of fire? When the air was out and it was hot out here and we was all fanning just as hard as we could about go, fanning hot air. And now we've got good air. Don't you feel like doing something for the Lord? That day when you got up and testified that week, chainsaw come back and cut you. What if it just kept on cutting? I don't think we get serious enough sometimes. Had brain surgery, intensive care. The doctor said you could go home. What you waiting on? You don't think I want her to go to heaven? The woman that took care of me when I didn't even know where I was at? You think I don't want her to get stirred up? It goes for mama just like it goes for wife. If I had some of my cousins here, it goes for them. I think we need to get stirred up just a little bit tonight. I still think we need to bring in a big bunch of blindfolds. We might have to stand still, but you put your blindfold on and you don't know who's here. You might not have a bit of confidence in me at all. You might think that I should just sit down. But if all you can hear is my voice and you can't see my outward appearance, well, he's making sense. The Lord loves me. The Lord died for me. The Lord gave me life. One of my cousins had a heart condition here just the other week. They took him to the hospital. He said his heart rate got so low, he couldn't even squeeze his hand together. He said, without that blood pumping through there, whew, without that blood, he said he's about a goner. He likes to joke a lot and kind of make light of stuff, but he was about gone. He couldn't even grip his hand. Have you took that for granted? I play music. What if you sing? You stand up, your voice comes out. What if you got up? Nothing come out. How healthy is your children? Lord ain't doing nothing for me. Lord ain't done nothing for me. Are you at the hospital right now? Are you at the funeral home right now? It can be a lot worse. Are you stirred up? Would you like to praise the Lord for a little while? Part of my text, if I read it, part of my text talks about these two men. This one man, he had everything. every day. I believe he wanted a drink of water. I don't even know if he had to snap his finger. Fared sumptuously, daily. Daily. Another man laid at his gate full of sores. Well, Jeremy, am I going to get in your way, brother? I don't want you to be put down. I want you encouraged tonight. I want you to be stirred up a little bit inside. There's times we come out here and we go through emotion. We go through a form. We got three songs. We got prayer requests, two or three songs, two or three testimonies. Going to preach for X amount of minutes. So-and-so's going to sing. We're going to have this much. What if it was to change something? Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. When Brother George gets up and he said the Lord healed him of acid reflux. If you've got it, which I've got it, you eat right before you go to bed, you can pretty much go ahead and guarantee in a few minutes you're going to be sick. You're going to be up. You ain't going to get any sleep. He said, I believe he said he can eat anything and lay right down. When he stands up and he starts clapping them hands, precious one. Woo! I think we ain't quite getting it tonight. I don't think we're quite getting it tonight. Who else do you know? Lay down their life for you, Shannon. I mashed my finger a few weeks ago. Wasn't real bad. That hurt. They didn't drive no nail through my hand, a spike. They didn't, because it had to be big enough to hold the weight of his body on that cross. So it wasn't no little 16 or number 20 nail, one of them little ones we get down at the hardware store. A spike. I don't know. Maybe it was as big as my thumb. Do it on your hand. How would you like to have that hole right there in your hand? Not for the fact you had a hole in your hand, but the pain. I don't know about you, but I don't like pain. I'm thankful that the Lord has blessed me to this point, as painless as I've been. I didn't think I was going to let Jeremy, and there's still time. Let me read this so we can. And if I. Sixteenth chapter of Luke, if you'd like to read along, 19th verse. Sixteen and 19 of Luke. Luke 16 and 19. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus' evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. I'm going to read this other other passage, and then I'd like to try to help you if I could. And if I can't, I'd love to help you. I'll just put it that way. If you'd like to read in Revelations 3, 15, verse 15, chapter 3, verse 15. Three and 15, Revelations. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Now, we've casually come out here, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way. I want you to get stirred up. So I want you to take this in a positive way. I know when in school, a teacher could have got up and kind of scolded you a little bit, and you're like, man, I didn't deserve that, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way. But if we ain't careful, we'll come out here, and we'll just be casually sitting around, casually waiting for somebody to stir us up, casually waiting for so-and-so to sing a fast song so we can be encouraged, or so-and-so to sing a slow song. And if we ain't careful, we'll end up getting in this lukewarm condition. Now, I don't know what kind of condition this rich man was over here in Luke, but you know, he fared sumptuously. He might not have even thought ever about anything. Have you gotten that spot sometimes where you're so busy? Just kind of go through the motion. It's Saturday night. Church starts. We got to get to church. Got to grab a bite to eat. Got to get the youngins ready. Got to get to church. It's church time. We just casually, we're faring pretty good. We're doing pretty good. We're kind of coming out here. And if we ain't careful, we're needing to get what Lazarus was needing down there at the gate. We're needing just a little bit of crumbs. We're needing just, well, it was a little bit easier while to go. But maybe if we could just think, we're striving for a place. We're striving for a good place. If we look back in the scriptures in Luke, Brother Jeremy, you might have to get ready a little quicker because I thought it'd go a little better, but that's okay. I was feeling a lot better a little bit ago. 26th verse of the Luke when we was reading that, it said, beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed. Maybe a long time ago when we first come out here, I remember preaching this similar type of a sermon, a message, and I used the example of the bridge at Clay's Ferry. If you went on the interstate every bit at all, there's a big bridge down there. Consider that the Great Gulf. Consider this the unpassable way. No bridge there, just a drop. No way to get from here to over there. Now, we're on one of those two sides. We're on one of these two sides tonight. If we ain't careful, we'll come out here. As Greg done, I ain't pointing it to you. As Greg done, when my dad was living, just kind of, I'm here with my banjo. I'm doing my part. I'm playing my banjo. They sing a song, I'm playing right with them. They stand up, I stand up. They ask me to testify, I give them a 10-second, thank you, Lord. You reckon what kind of condition I was in if the Lord had called my number right there? You reckon if he had been happy? I don't know. You reckon he'd have been happy with me? Just casually going through the motions. Just kind of. Which side do you want to be on? Which side do we want to? We want to get. It's impassable. Right now is the time. You know, if we would take things as warnings, Lord comes by and says, hey, you're going to go through a bad time. Maybe Elizabeth went out there to that little Bible study they had. And they taught on Joseph, the dreamer. And maybe they talked about how there's going to be 7 good years, 7 bad years. The little children came back with the answers. 7 good years, 7 bad years. The Lord's telling you there's something coming that you're not going to be able to pass by. If we don't make it, that's what's going to happen. We're going to be at a spot where there's no passing back. There's no getting back to the other side. Right now is the time for us to be stirred up. Right now is the time, you know, I've used a lot of years. I prayed through in 2003. What about all those wasted years? High school, college, first years of work, that I could have had the baptism, that I maybe could have been a better light, that I maybe could have been stirred up and maybe touched somebody's life to where they could have got a hold of this right here and not got to the spot to where they was at death and got to an impassable spot. Which side do you want to be on? Which place do you want to, do you want to go ahead and be kind of encouraged? We can have more tonight. We can be lifted up tonight. We can go home feeling better. I was feeling a lot better a while ago, and now I feel like I'm way out there in the water. You about ready, Brother Jeremy? The teacher told you was going to have a pop quiz tomorrow. Here's what you need to study over. Wouldn't you like to be studying about that? Is the Lord coming back tonight? Are we praising him like he's coming back tonight? Are we seeking him like he's coming back tonight? Are we thankful tonight for him like he's coming back tonight? Plenty of shouting room. Plenty of free microphones. Plenty of music to play. I want to be on the right side right now. That way when the Lord comes or calls for me, I ain't on that other side. If you read that scripture and read back a little closer, you don't hear how Lazarus done any talking. Abraham talked for him. So more than likely, the rich man was seeing Lazarus, but Lazarus wasn't seeing the rich man. Abraham was talking for him. He said, "Why don't you go back and warn my brothers? Why don't you go back and warn my family? I don't want them to come in this I'm tormented in this flame." I think I'm about to close because I might try to leave this example with you. I hope this has helped you a little bit. I really do. A few months ago, I had a dog, a big dog, getting out. She'd climb the gate and go. Dig out. It didn't matter what I'd done, she'd get out. Leslie and I talked, said, "We'll fix this." I didn't want to get rid of the dog, so we'll get some electric. We went and got a strand of electric. I put that strand of electric up. She didn't know what that strand of electric was. She touched it about twice, and she knew what that electric was. That'll burn you. That'll absolutely get you, and you don't want that. She was trying to get some food and jumped up and touched it and went off wailing. Well, today, Leslie and I was doing some work trying to do there on the farm with them sheep. I said, "Leslie, you be careful." So, honey, that electric fence is right there. You be careful. Get back. So you get back. She and I both knew that was there. I put the fence up. I've hooked the electric to it. And there's a small gap. And I thought I was going to get through there. And my back touched it and it jolted me. And it didn't feel good and I don't want to go back over there to it. So do you think about that? I knew it was there. I'm the one that put it up. Put it up for a purpose. There's been a plan made. This impassable place right here. That rich man would have gave everything. I believe he's still right there. He would have gave everything he had. My shirt was wet when I touched that. Oh, man, it's working. I've got a tester and it says it's working, but I just can't bring myself to touching it. I never touched it before. Just wouldn't do it. If we wait till, and I know that's kind of a humorous story, and I wasn't trying to say it to be funny, but I knew it was there. Most of us in the house has been raised this way from babies. And if you ain't, you've been here long enough to know this place, this of a lake afar, this burning hell exists. I don't need to go down there to know that I don't like to be around fire on my hand. I knew that I didn't want to touch that fence. And I thought I could just squeeze through there. I thought I could get through there. Just kind of get through there. I said, "Stay. Stay right there, and I'm coming through." And it got me. Now, this just so happened to be a little electric fence. What if the preacher gets up night after night? There's an impassable place you can get to. There's this great gulf fixed where no doubt, according to the scripture, this rich man looked over there. afar off, or however, maybe it didn't say afar off, but he could look over and see him in Abraham's bosom. Read it. It didn't say that Lazarus talked back to him. Don't you want to go? This is our dressing place. This is the place where we get encouraged. This is the place where we just get energized. Man, we get lifted up. We get strength. We get help. I know most of us has probably been going for years, and I was like, man, this just doesn't quite seem right, but I don't know. Maybe you're getting to the spot. Satan will pull every trick he can on you. Maybe you're getting to the spot where you're thinking, you know, has this really been worth this? Mom, as many years as you've been going to church, it's going to be worth it. It's going to be worth it. When you used to sit under them old preachers back in the day, and they'd sit there and preach to you, I wasn't there, and you would, it's going to be worth it. We're at the last little bit of our race. You know, sometimes I think, man, that place of work, why do I keep on coming over here? I think I'm almost at the spot to where I ain't quite at retirement spot, but I'm saying it's getting closer. We can't quit in this, but right there, it's right there. It's right there. We know that. I'm hoping you're getting it. I'm hoping that you're letting this dig in and not. We're supposed to be watching for an hour. We think not. How often do we come out here and not give our 100%? You don't answer me out loud, please. How often do you come out here and not give your 100%? Me and Brother Bruce was talking last night, and he said sometimes if you go to several services, it's hard for you to just keep on, and same day, it's hard for you to keep on pushing. I said, well, if you didn't do nothing, I guess you could, you know, attend more. But if you really get in here and give it your 100%, and you sing or you clap your hands or you're praying or you're doing, that's going to be a lot of work. That's going to be a lot. Lord, I want to do it for you. Which side do you want to be on? At the end of the school year, they'd come around, give you a little, I don't think they do it the same way as they did when I was there, but they give you a little card. You either passed or they're going to hold you back. I'd look at that, oh, I'm going to the fourth grade. I'm going to the whatever grade. I passed. I'm moving up. I want to pass over there. That rich man. You about ready, Jeremy? That rich man, he'd give everything he had to trade places with that beggar laying down at his gate daily. He'd give everything. The people that you know in your life that don't know about this Lord that we serve, this Jesus that we know, this God that sent his only son down here, it's just sad. Come on. I appreciate the Lord. I hope that stirred something up inside of you.
Praise God. Maybe just read a little bit here. I don't want to get in the way or nothing. Amen. Greg sounded good to me. I was thinking, seemed like, you know, sometimes the Lord will maybe deal with you in scriptures, you know, especially maybe as a preacher. And it seemed like the Lord had dealt with me on some scriptures here probably about a week ago or something. And maybe I almost was kind of selfish with it. I thought maybe I just kind of told the Lord, well, you know, I really don't want to preach that. Amen. I'll just keep that for myself. But it seemed like maybe Wednesday night, Brother Chris preached about lacking moisture. Amen. And if you wouldn't hear, it was a wonderful message. But seemed like then Greg gets up tonight and begins to talk about us maybe being lukewarm and, you know, which side do you want to be on? And I thought, well, Lord, You know, I know how that, you know, I've read about Stephen, Lord, they stoned him for preaching on him, amen. I don't want to, you know, but surely, amen, we want to get help tonight, amen. You know, I thought maybe just a little bit of reading here in Ezekiel chapter 37, very familiar, maybe a story in the Bible, and, you know, I sure don't want to get in the way tonight, amen, but I do want to help, amen. I need help myself, amen. But I thought Ezekiel chapter 37, first verse, it says, Ezekiel 37 and 1, it says, "The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I behold, lo, the sinews," and that word there is just tendons and muscle, "and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say," listen here what they said, "our bones are dried, our hope is lost, we are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord." Amen. And as I said, a very familiar passage of Scripture there. We've all heard, amen, no doubt countless times somebody maybe even testify or preach from this, amen, about the valley of the dry bones. And we've heard songs sung about it, amen. But I begin to think here, seem like the Bible first said here that the hand of the Lord was upon me, amen, Ezekiel writing, and he said, and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, amen. Oh, how many knows, amen, that if the hand of the Lord is upon you, amen, that makes a big difference, amen. Oh, if the hand of the Lord is upon you, amen. Oh, then the Spirit, amen, begins to carry you out, amen. Oh, that makes a difference, amen. When the hand of God comes into it, amen, that makes a big difference, amen. Oh, but it said, and he carried me out, amen, and caused me to pass them round about. And behold, he said, there was very many in the open valley, amen. Oh, and lo, they were very dry, amen. Oh, I begin to think there, he said, there was very many out there, amen, in that big open valley. Oh, it was bones and bones, amen. Oh, and he said, oh, and they were very dry, amen. Oh, have you ever seen, amen, oh, an old bone maybe out in the woods? Amen, but have you ever really seen a dry bone, amen? Oh, with no life look like, amen, in it. Amen, no wonder Israel, amen, was in a place, amen, where they were saying, amen, our hope is gone. Amen, we're dried up. Amen, we've been cut off forever. Amen, oh, we know, amen, it's sin, amen. Oh, it's what caused him to be led into captivity. Amen, but how many knows, amen, oh, that God's still looking out at that valley today. Amen, wanting to help somebody tonight. Amen, I don't know where you're at. Amen. This may be too loud, amen. Seems like it's awful loud to me, amen. I don't know. Amen. Oh, but I begin to think, amen, just picture in your mind, if you would, today, amen, of maybe the church, amen. Oh, as we sat here tonight, just as Greg said, we come in, amen, and we just about, amen, we might as well bring us in a pocket knife and a piece of wood sometimes. Amen, just clean your mess up. Amen, come on, amen. Oh, glory to God, you waste time here anyway, don't we? Amen, come on, amen. Oh, are you one of them tonight, amen, oh, that used to be a great warrior for God, amen, but now something's come by, amen, begin to hinder you, amen, hurt your walk with God. Amen. And now here you are. Amen. Laying in the valley. Amen. Dry bones. Amen. Oh, look like no hope. Amen. God wants to help you. Woo! Amen. Oh, the valley of bones. Amen. I'm glad I ain't laying there no more. Amen. Come on. Amen. Sure, we get slothful. Amen. I've been there. I've been to where I felt like. Amen. I just can't feel nothing, God. Where are you at? Amen. Oh, but I want to tell you. Amen. The valley may be deep. Amen. The mountain may be high. Amen. If you just hold on. Amen. God will. Amen. Be there for you. Amen. Woo. Amen. It's amazing to me. I feel so pitiful sometimes. Amen. And God comes by and I feel so good. Amen. Don't you love the Lord tonight? Amen. I want to help somebody tonight. Amen. I've got a burden inside of me. Amen. To reach out for somebody. Amen. To grab a hold of them. Amen. To say, Lord, God wants to help you. Amen. Woo. Amen. Notice there were some things that took place though. Amen. First, as I said, the hand of the, amen, of the Lord was upon him. Amen. Oh, God, amen, the Lord looked at him. Amen. And asked him. Now picture in your mind the things he was looking at. Amen. A big valley. Dry, dead bones, Justin. No life, nowhere. Amen. I can just picture, can't you, the dust coming up. Amen. I can just picture, amen, it just is dry. Amen. No water inside. Amen. It's so dry. Amen. Oh, and then the Lord asked you, can these bones live? I believe Ezekiel outdone every one of us. I believe I'd have said, Lord, they ain't no way. You know anybody, amen, when you look at them, say, there ain't no way they're going to get any better. Amen, they've went too far. Amen, it seems hopeless. I've prayed, and I've prayed. I want to tell you, amen, keep on praying. Amen, God can move. Amen. Oh, but not Ezekiel. Thou knowest, Lord. Thou knowest. Why, you're the God that made this valley. You're the God that made these bones. Amen. You're the God that made Israel. You're the God, amen, that wants to help your people. You know, God, if there's still hope. You know, God, if they've went too far. Amen. Amen. I know there's people that's done worse than I did, Naaman. I know they are. Amen. But I want to tell you, I felt like there was no hope for me. I felt like I'd went too far. I felt like I'd done too much. Amen. But I thank God tonight. Amen. He loved me enough. Amen. I'm glad somebody didn't say, oh, there's no way. Amen. And I'm sure people did. Amen. But there was somebody somewhere. Amen. Saying, thou knowest, God. Thou knowest. Amen. Oh, Greg, you should have kept on. Amen. Woo. Amen. Oh, sometimes, amen, I just don't know what to do with myself. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Amen. God's wanting to help somebody tonight, church. Amen. There's still hope. Amen. Woo. Maybe the Lord began to deal with me on this. Amen. And I said, God, amen, what is it that you need me to see here? What is it, Lord? I've read this many times. Amen. God, what is it? Amen. He just kept saying, the valley of the bones. The valley of the bones. The valley of the bones. Amen. There's many laying there. Amen. And there's still hope. Amen. Man. Amen. Notice what Ezekiel done. The Lord told him, prophesy to them bones. Upon them bones, I believe he said in one place. Anyway, prophesy to them bones. You mean you want me to tell this dead pile of bones in this dry valley? Hey, man, you want me to give them something? Hey, amen. Glory to God. Yes. Hey, amen. Yes, I do. Hey, amen. You prophesy to them bones. Hey, amen. Woo. Hey, amen. I'm no prophet. Hey, amen. I'm just a little country boy. Hey, amen. Trying to make heaven my home. Hey, amen. I want to tell you. Hey, amen. God wants to help you tonight. Hey, amen. I don't know who you are. Hey, amen. I don't know where you've been. Hey, amen. But God does. Hey, amen. You know, I've often thought, I mean, I believe it's in Isaiah, maybe 9 and 6, maybe, or 6 and 9. I get it mixed up, amen. Like I said, I'm no big smart person, amen. But he began to prophesy, amen, about a Messiah going to come, amen, a Savior, amen. I believe they long to see him, don't you? Amen, no doubt. Amen, they were true men of God. They knew, amen, when God spoke, amen, it was going to be. Amen, oh. Amen, but years passed, amen, before that ever took place. Amen, but how many knows? Amen, he talked about, amen, what the Jesus would be. Amen, a Prince of Peace. Amen. Oh, and they call him Wonderful. Amen, Everlasting Father. Amen, how many knows he's all those things to us? Amen, and even more. Amen, he's wonderful. He's a Counselor. He's a Mighty God. Amen, I don't know where you're at. Amen. I know God. Amen. It's still God. Amen. Woo. Woo. Amen. I thought I was talking to somebody today. Amen. Maybe about their future. Amen. You know how we are, amen? Nothing wrong with making plans, amen? And I told them, I said, the best piece of advice I can give you, amen, I don't have big fancy words, amen. The greatest word I know is Jesus, amen. Amen. I believe anybody can just about say that. Amen. The greatest word I know, amen, is Jesus. Amen. And everything else revolves around him, so it don't really matter anyhow. Amen. Come on. Amen. Oh, but I told him, I said, the best piece of advice I can give you, amen, is get God in your life. I said, don't get God around your life. Amen, don't get him close to your life. You get God in your life, right in the center, right in the middle, amen, of your marriage, of your home, amen, and then everything else, amen, will be all right, amen. Why do I say that? Because I know, amen, if the good Lord sees fit, this October 24th, I'll be married for 10 years. 10 years. Thank you, Lord. Amen. But you know what? It's not always been a bed of roses. Amen. Our walk with God's not always going to be a bed of roses. Amen. Oh, it's something we got to work at. Amen. When we don't see things eye to eye. Amen. We got to work with it. Amen. We got to try. Amen. But I want to tell you something. Amen. In the Word of God. Amen. If you don't see it eye to eye, the only way you need to work with it, amen, is get down on your bended knees. Amen. And pray and pray and pray and pray until you see it God's way. Amen. Amen. Woo. There's been times that I've jumped onto my children and my wife didn't think I should have. Amen. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Amen. There's been times that she jumped onto them and I thought, well, it wasn't a bit more sense than that to nothing. But you know what happens if you start acting like that in front of your children? Amen. Woo! Amen. Amen. Knows there's a way to handle things. Amen. There's a way to handle things. There's a way to handle things naturally. There's a way to handle things spiritually. Amen. And all of us ought to know how we need to handle things in the house of God. Amen. Come on. Amen. Amen. Well, I don't know why I'm getting way out there. Amen. God knows. Amen. Amen. Sometimes, Justin, I feel him in my head. Amen. Sometimes I can feel him in my feet. Amen. Sometimes I can feel him in my hands. Amen. Sometimes, amen, I can feel him right in my mouth. Amen. Then there, sometimes I can feel him all over me. Amen. Can't you? Amen. Oh, I love it. Amen. Oh, tonight. Amen. Wouldn't you love to see somebody? Amen. It's dried up. Amen. Looks hopeless. Amen. Wouldn't you love to see God? Amen. Speak life. Amen. Right into them dead bones. Amen. Well, amen. I gotta read somewhere else. Hope that's all right. Woo! Amen. I feel good. I do, amen. I told this to Naaman another day, I believe. I read this little saying. I believe it was Leonard Ravenhill. Boy, it's quiet now. Y'all wanna know what I'm gonna say? You know what he said? He said, prayer is to a believer. There any believers here tonight? Lord, that wasn't even half of us. Anyway, for you few here that believe, amen. He said, prayer is to a believer like capital is to a businessman. You know what that is? Well, how much money I got to work with is what the businessman thinks. How can I accomplish this and accomplish that? Well, I've got this much, amen, capital. I've got this much money, amen, to work with. Amen, I want to tell you, amen, if you want to keep from getting dried up, amen, laying out in the valley somewhere, amen, use your prayer, amen, as a weapon, amen, to fight the devil. Amen, I want to, whoa, amen. Amen, I tell you, amen. Oh, if I've ever been weak, it's because I didn't pray. Amen. Woo. I read another little saying, amen, says if a praying man starts sinning, or no, well, the Lord, the devil just took. If a man's sinning, he ain't praying. If you're a praying man, you ain't sinning. Amen. All because you're praying. Well, Lord, I was going to read something. I will here in a minute. Amen. All because you're praying don't mean the devil ain't going to come at you. Amen. Really quite the opposite. I believe, was it Paul that said, I found when I go to do good, evil is present. Amen. Somebody wrote that. Amen. I know one thing, I found that to be true. Amen. Oh, every time I go to pray, amen, oh, something will happen. Amen. Me and Naaman was talking, the phone will ring. Amen. Somebody will need this. Amen. Oh, amen. The children. Amen. I was trying to read today. Amen. My little boy come in there and said, Daddy, I want a Hot Pocket. Amen. Well, nobody else must not have them at their house. Amen. I said, son, I'm trying to read. Give me just a minute. Daddy, I'm hungry. Son, I am too. Amen. I'm trying to get something here. Amen. Come on. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Amen. I took time to feed him. Amen. Went right back. Amen. Begin to dig a little more and dig a little more. Amen. I'm glad I did. Amen. I can feel it right now. Amen. Come on, church. Amen. Oh, you dead and dry. Amen. Can't you cry? Amen. Come on. Let me read this and I'll try to get out of the way. Woo. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 8. Well, I'm going to read verse 7 too. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river. And that all sounds good, don't it? But I love the benefits of being that tree. Listen. And shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green. And shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. I don't want to be like the children of Israel got in. I don't want to be in that shape. I don't. There's been times that I thought, Lord, I ain't producing no fruit. Lord, I just ain't really getting nothing done for you, seems like. Amen. And there may be times we will go through things like that. But I believe if we hold on. Amen. You see, when we go into the valley, a lot of times spiritually, boy, we don't like that, do we? Lord, I'm in the valley, George. We'll come in. We'll tell everybody, probably done put it out there some other way these days. Amen. Lord, I'm so dead and dry. Oh, I need your prayers. Amen. Oh, there ain't nothing wrong with asking for prayer. Amen. But I wonder when I hear people say that, I wonder how much have they prayed for theirself. I wonder how much have they took that need theirself personally. Amen. Right to God. Amen. Have they just thought, well, somebody else will pray for me. Oh, it's a great need. I'm in the valley. Amen. Woo. But I begin to think today, Lord, when I go in the valley, I expect to come out sooner or later. And you know what else I expect? To go right back in sooner or later. Amen. I was talking to my aunt the other day. Amen. And she said, talking about being in the valley, she said, you know, the dirt's probably a lot better down there. Amen. Huh. Growing in the valley. Sound like Israel didn't come out of the valley too good, did they? At that time, they was dried up. Think about this just a minute. I'm going to get out of the way. This was God's people, Israel. Somewhere they got their eyes off God. You're talking about the same people that he led into battle when the odds were stacked against them, and they came out a winner. That's the same people. You're talking about the same ones that marched around the walls of Jericho. Well, no doubt on that seventh day, I don't know about anybody else, but after 6 days of marching around a city that big, I would be tired. Amen. And on the seventh day, you want us to walk seven times around this city and listen for a trumpet to be blown? And then you want us to shout and you say that wall's going to fall. Amen. Boy, it's quiet. I'm a very odd preacher. I realize that. Amen. I think about that a lot. I say, Lord, why do you call me to preach? I'm so different than everybody else. Seem like I'm just weird. Amen. Amen. Bible said we'd be peculiar. See, I used to go to Walmart, Justin, and I looked like everybody else in there. Didn't matter what department I went in. They all looked like the world. I looked like them too. I've come to a place where I don't even like being in Walmart. Amen. There's nothing wrong with going there. Don't get me wrong. I go there. Amen. There's stuff I need. I'm going to go get it. When I see people that just seem like just have no regard, I wonder, how many of you tonight can you say that you've seen somebody walking down the road and you actually felt compassion for them? Amen. I was thinking the other day, I was driving down the road, Naaman. This poor little guy, I don't know who he was. He looked so pitiful and so unhappy and just so lost. And I thought, Lord, that used to be me. That used to be me. I'd walk the streets, amen, looking for something to make me happy, amen. Oh, when I couldn't find it there, I'd go somewhere else. Amen, when that run out, amen, I'd go somewhere else. Amen, but I thank God that one day, amen, these old dry, dead bones, amen, was laying in the valley. Amen, and he spoke to the four winds. Amen, and life came in there. Amen, and I came up, amen, a brand new man, amen. Amen, I'm going to get out of the way. Amen, surely, as long as y'all been sitting here, you've got a song. That's a good one. Amen. How far have you went? How far do you feel like you are? Do you feel like you've As Chris preached, you feel like you've lost all that moisture you one time had? Whew. Hey, man, I'm trying to get out of the way. I don't know where nobody is with God. I mean, you know, I can look, name it, you know, and see that people maybe ain't doing like they one time did. Amen, but I don't know what they're going through. Amen. I mean, it may just be the load that they're packing. I don't know. Amen. But I know this is the same church I came to when I was lost and I was undone and I needed God. Amen. Amen. I'm sitting about right where Pat's sitting. Amen. You know how I know that? Because that light right there. I'd like to got up there and took that light bulb out that night. I'll just tell you. It was shining right on my head. I felt like there's a spotlight right on me. Amen. You know why I felt that way? Because I was ashamed of how I looked. I was ashamed of how I was. Amen. You see, not long before that, I was out of singing. Amen. Down at Boonesboro, Denny and Marie Riddell. Amen. I didn't even know Naaman Gooch. Amen. He was sitting in the chair right beside me. Amen. Didn't even know him. Amen. Oh, and Denny began to sing that song, his testimony song. Amen. And God began to deal with my heart. Amen. Oh, and I was trying to be tough. Amen. I was gritting my teeth. Amen. I didn't want to look at nobody. Amen. Because I could feel tears coming. Amen. And I didn't want to break. Amen. I was dry. Amen. I was dead. Amen. But I didn't want, amen, nobody, amen, to see me like that. Amen. I was too tough. Amen. I don't know how, Naaman probably don't even remember, amen. But I don't think I'll never forget it. He knew my stepdad. He knew my mom. Probably no doubt it heard my mom give him prayer for me. I don't know. He looked at me so meek and humble. I wasn't used to people like that. Amen. I was used to him being hateful and grumpy and not happy like me. Amen. But Naaman had something about him. Amen. Even back then. And he looked at me and he said, "Do you want to go pray?" Amen. I was thinking, "Oh God, how I want to. I want to so bad. I'm dying in here." Amen. I was dying. Amen. Matter of fact, I was done dead. Amen. I had to swallow a big lump and say, "No. I don't think I will." Amen. See, God works through time. Amen. We all don't come in the same way. Amen, God. Not long before that, my stepsister had given me a CD of his testimony. And wrote on there, she said, "Jeremy, when you have time," however long that CD was, she wrote it right on there. "Just to put this in and listen to it. Take the time to do it." And I thought at that time my dad was staying with us. I wasn't married. I was shacking up. Amen. I was a mess. I'll just tell you. I know it ain't popular. Amen. But it's right. Amen. And I had a big old CD player. Boy, I was proud of it. Me and my buddies, we used to listen to it. We'd jar that trailer about off the hill. Amen. Always worked good. I put that CD player there and that CD player locked up. I'm no educated person, amen, but I knew the devil was trying to keep me from listening to that. My dad is still lost. He's still a mess. Amen. I'm praying for him. Amen. That's all I can do. Amen. I took that CD player apart, amen, and I got that CD out and I got it to play. Amen. And that testimony touched my heart. Amen. Oh, and then I was down there that night. Amen. And Naaman, amen, asked me that. Amen. I just kept running. Amen. I got so miserable. Amen. I didn't know what to do. Amen. And somehow, some way, I wound up right here one night. I was broken. I was confused. I knew I was in a mess. Glory to God. I love this better than shouting. When I feel humble, amen. God's trying to talk to somebody, amen. I couldn't tell you who preached that night. I don't even know who the pastor was back then. I don't know what song was being sung, but I know who came to me, amen. Here comes Sister Brenda. Amen. That's been almost nine years ago, close to 10 years ago. Here she come, amen. I believe Pat was with her. Somebody was with her. And they began to pray for me. And I couldn't hold the tears back that night. I couldn't hold them back. Amen. They began to flow like a river. Amen. Oh, and they asked me if I wanted to go pray. Amen. I couldn't get to this altar quick enough. Amen. Oh, amen. I believe every step I took, amen, the devil was saying, don't you go. Every step I took, he was saying, you're going to miss that life. Every step I took, amen. Oh, he was fighting and pulling me. Amen. But you know what happened? I got down. It seemed like it was packed that night. I wish it was tonight. I wish they would be sinners filling this altar like it was that night. Where do they need to be, church? What do we need to be doing? Amen. We need to have what she had a hold of that night. Amen. Oh, and go to that lost person. Amen. And pray with a sincere heart. Amen. And get a hold of God. Amen. In a way. Amen. That the wind would come. Amen. And speak life. Amen. Into them dead bones. Amen. I got down right here. Right here somewhere. I didn't know how to pray. Hey, wouldn't nobody come sit beside me and said, repeat after me. Thank God. Amen. But I poured my heart out to him that night. Amen. And I don't know how everybody else was. Amen. But I knew that night when I came up, I was no longer who I used to be. Amen. Amen. Sure, it took time. Amen. Oh, God kept dealing with me, and I'm still learning church. Amen. He's still dealing with me. Amen. When I was a little boy, they used to sing that song. Amen. He ain't finished with me yet. Amen. Or he's still working on me. That's how it was. What's it say? Took him just a week.
To make the moon and the stars, sun and the earth, and Jupiter and Mars.
Huh? Yeah, still working on me. See, I feel like a lot of times, and I know how I was when I'd come into church, especially lost, the preacher get up and I'd think, boy, he thinks he's something. Amen. Oh, what I didn't realize, amen, them old men of God that had been spending time praying, all they thought they was just some old country boy, amen, that knew some lost person was in the house somewhere that needed God, amen. But when I came up that night, I had hate inside of me when I went down at the altar. Full of hate. Justin, my dad hadn't been there like I thought he needed to be. It's good to see you and your dad in the church house together. Amen. I resented him for that. You know, I've been doing a lot of thinking lately. And the Lord began to deal with me the other day. I don't think I ever told him I forgive you for that. I don't think I ever told him, amen, I forgive you for the mess you made of my life and everybody else's. You know what I believe I need to do? I believe I need to go find my dad. So I forgive you for that. I love you. Amen. Amen. That might just be what it takes. Amen. Where are we at tonight, church? We in that valley dried up. Or has God come by and maybe, as it said, they put the sinews, amen, the tendons and the skin, the flesh, all that back on them, but there was still no life there. If we're dried up, we can't be of help to no one. And I'll tell you from experience that I've come in the pulpit and tried to preach and me've dried up because I had to. It don't feel as good, amen. And it don't help the people either, amen. Glory to God. Amen, are you in the valley of bones tonight? Amen. If everybody would, let's stand. Amen. If you're able. Amen. He looked at that valley and there was very many. Amen. And they were very dry. Amen. Amen. If you're here tonight, amen, you need God, come to this altar. Amen. I don't care if you've been in this for 35 years. Amen. If you're dry, amen, come to this altar. Amen. Amen. Let's find us a place to pray tonight. Amen. Oh, this altar's open. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Amen.
Could have walked away. Oh, but the price he chose to pay. As he looked ahead in time, well, I'm sure you crossed his mind when he heard Pilate say, oh, to the hill, take him away. There he paid sin's awful cost.
I believe you crossed his mind, amen. I believe he's thinking of you tonight, amen. Come and pray, amen.
When your back is to the wall, remember his was to the cross. Oh, grace lost its victory. Oh, man, death, where is your sting? When God gave his only son, your every battle, it was won. So when your back is to the wall, remember his was to the cross. When your tears fall like rain, when you've lost much more than you've gained. In your life there is no soul. When it seems all your friends are gone, when all is said and done, friends you've not lost, oh no, but you've won. When your back is to the wall, remember his was to the cross. When your back is to the wall, remember his was to the cross. Oh, grace lost its victory. Oh, man, death, where is your sting? God gave his only son. Your every battle, it was won. So when your back is to the wall, remember his was to the cross. Could have walked away. Oh, but the price he chose to pay. As he looked ahead in time, oh, I'm sure you crossed his mind when he heard Pilate say, oh, to the hill, take him away. There he paid sin's awful cost with his back to the cross. When your back is to the wall, remember his was to the cross. Oh, grace lost its victory. Oh, man, death, where is your sting? us to the wall. Remember, his was to the cross. When your tears fall like rain, oh, and you've lost much more than you've gained. And in your life there is no soul. Oh, when it seems all your friends are gone, when all is said and done, friend, you've not lost, oh no, but you've won. So when your back is to the wall, remember his was to the cross. When your back is to the wall, remember his was to the cross. Okay. Oh, man, death, where is your sting? When God gave his only son, you know it was one. So when your back is to the wall, remember his was to the cross. Is to the wall. Remember, his was to the cross. He's lost his victory. Oh, man, death, where is your sting? When God gave his only son, friend, you it was one. So when your back is to the wall, remember his was to the cross.
When I was out in sin, I thought I was happy. I used to drink and gamble I used to be